The good news is that out of the 400,000, the record shows that at least 90,000 would not have had the chance to benefit from secondary education without free SHS. This is how important the policy is to the development of Ghana. Ladies and gentlemen, while there may be some challenges in the initial implementation, the good news is that government has taken note of the problems and is working feverishly to address them. However, it is sad to note that in the implementation, there is the desire by some Ghanaians to make sure that the program does not succeed. In the last few months, we've had reports of deliberate attempts by some individuals ranging from matrons, heads of institutions, and others attempting to circumvent the regulation and stealing materials intended to benefit the children who are in their care. This is unacceptable, and the government is determined to severely punish wrongdoers and those who have made it a habit to steal and to obstruct. Actions to curb the situation should not just end at the doorstep of naming and shaming, but also with prosecution where applicable. I want to see sterner actions taken against such persons, particularly those who decide to divert or steal resources meant for the free senior high school program.